Morning, everybody. Hopefully this is going to come across a bit better than just Eeyore. There you go. Shall we pray? As we gather round the written word and listen to the spoken word, may we meet with the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It is a bit of an earworm, isn't it? I think some of you might be hearing that quite a lot over this afternoon. Very good. Right, so this morning's talk is brought to you by the letter C. Or actually, I think most of them are curly cuz. Curly cuh. Everybody know curly cuh? Yeah? Very good. Well, the first... Pardon? What? Oh, very good. The first curly cuh in our sermon this morning is the cult. Thank you, Josiah. Does anybody know what a cult is? Yeah, not the vet. That's cheating. It is sometimes a donkey. Someone over here, Scarlett? Yeah? It's a young horse or donkey, is that right? A male young. Okay, a male young horse or donkey, or probably zebra? Zebra colts? Yeah, anything of the kind of four-legged hoofed variety. In this case, it was a young donkey. Now, who can... What sound have we been using this morning to talk about the donkey?
Eeyore.
Eeyore, that helps us to remember this cult. Now, the question we have to ask ourselves, why is it important that Jesus rode on a colt, a young donkey? Now, we had some of the schools in for Experience Easter over the last couple of weeks, and I asked some of the youngsters what they were riding if they were a king or a queen. Now, some of them said a carriage. One of them wanted a gold car. The next person up the ante, they wanted a diamond car. I think it'd be a bit heavy. But anyway, I wonder if you were king or queen, I wonder what kind of car or carriage you would want. You want to go on a donkey like Jesus? Very good. I want a Ferrari. You want a roller coaster?
A white stallion.
Oh, very good. Lots of ideas about what you would like. But Jesus came as king riding on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Now, in Jesus' time, if a king arrived on a white stallion, on a great big horse, that was because they were leading their army and they were coming for war. If they came towards a city on a big horse, you knew you were in trouble because they were coming to invade. But if they arrived on a donkey, it was because they were coming in peace. They were coming in peace to visit. So, why did Jesus ride on the colt, the foal of a donkey? Jesus rode on a colt because it was what the prophet Zechariah had said he would do in the Old Testament, and because he came to make peace. So when you hear that sound, the sound of a donkey, it's not really a very peaceful sound, is it? But you can hear it and you can remember that Jesus came to make peace. I wonder if there's anybody here today who feels like they need the peace that Jesus brings, who needs that experience of seeing Jesus riding toward them, gentle, and riding on a colt, the foal of a donkey. So that's our first curly cuh. The second curly cuh in our talk this morning are the cloaks. Anybody here got a cloak?
Yeah.
Cloaks on? Oh, a few people. Yeah, I've got one as well for when I do funerals, big cloak. Ah, most people have coats nowadays, don't they, rather than cloaks. Same kind of thing. Keep you warm, keep you dry. What do they do with the cloaks? They put them on the floor and they put them on the donkey. They put them on the colt to make it more comfortable for Jesus. Because has anybody ever ridden a donkey? No. You have you? Are they very comfortable things? I suspect they look a bit uncomfortable. A couple of nice padded cloaks over the top make the ride a bit more comfortable. That'd be better, wouldn't it? And they spread them on the road. Right, can we have an action to help us to remember the cloaks? What's a good cloak action? Oh, yeah, something to keep us nice and warm. Good cloak action. You're putting your coat on, ready to go out, ready to go to school. Now, I understand putting the cloaks on the colt, but putting them on the ground to be ridden over, that sounds a bit strange to me, to be honest. I sometimes ask the experienced Easter folk when they come along, how much trouble would they be in at home if they got home and they told the people at home that they'd put their coat on the ground for their friends to walk over? They do at school anyway. Yeah, I can't imagine when I was little, if I'd come home from school and told my mum that, I don't think she'd have been very happy with me. So why did they do it? Why did they do it? Well, I don't know for sure, but I think it probably had something to do with wanting to show Jesus how much they loved him, how much they wanted to welcome Jesus into their city, how much they wanted the peace and the freedom that Jesus was going to bring. So, we might not have cloaks, but we can remember when we put our coats on, ready to go out, when we put our coats on, ready to go to school, when we take them off again, we can remember that idea of welcoming Jesus. I wonder how far we are willing to go to show that we welcome Jesus into our lives. Those folk were willing to put their cloaks and coats on the ground so that he could ride his donkey over them. How far are we willing to go? Are we willing to do things that might cost us, that might make us look a bit daft? When we take our coats on, put our coats on and take them off, can we remember and think, would I be willing to put my coat on the ground for Jesus? So, the first one was, curly cur was the colt. Then we had the cloaks. Our third curly cur is the crowd. There were a lot of people there. There really were. There often were a lot of people around when Jesus was here on earth. What were the crowd doing? Cheering. Oh, well done. All together as well. Very good. Now, what kind of things were the crowd shouting? Hosanna. Hosanna. Yeah, you're right there. What other kind of things were they shouting? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They were cheering, they were shouting. Can we have a cheer? Very good. There's a really important word. That first word. It's that word. Hosanna. Hosanna. Now, I wonder if anybody knows. It's not a word we use very much in English, is it? What does the word Hosanna mean? Well, I can hear some mutters. Any hands going up? Anybody confident enough? Ethan? God save us. Spot on. That is exactly what it means. In Hebrew, which is the language that they were using, it means save us. Save us. Well, that sounds a bit more like a cry for help to me than a shout of praise. So what does that mean? Well, it seems like this word Hosanna had become a word of praise to God because it reminded everybody of the times that God had rescued the people of God in the past, and it showed trust that God could rescue them again in the future if they ever needed it. It's like saying, oh, you've always been there for us. You will always be there for us in the future. And you're great and we trust you. And that whole sentence in one word. Hosanna. Shall we try that again? Well, that whole sentence in one word. Hosanna. That's right. God save us. That's right. Earlier on, we had that game, didn't we? Where we were... who helped untie the donkeys? Who helped untie the colts? Some of you, didn't you? Yeah, you did, Josiah. Thank you very much. And I don't know about you, but sometimes our lives can get a bit tied up, can't they? We need Jesus to come and untie us, just like those disciples went to untie the donkeys. We need Jesus to come and untie us. Sometimes Jesus sends us to help untie other people who've got their lives in a bit of a knot. Jesus is still doing this work, which is why we continue to join the crowds shouting, Hosanna! That's why we sing it in our songs, because it reminds us that God saves us, has saved us in the past, will save us in the future, and sends us to save others, to untie those things that tie us up. So, our first three curly cuts. What were they?
Cult,
cloaks, and the crowd. The fourth curly cut is a bit different to the others because it doesn't actually appear in today's story. You see, today's journey into Jerusalem was part of a bigger journey, Jesus' journey to the cross. Now, I don't want to jump too far ahead in the story. As Sue said, come back on Friday, find out what happens. But I think we need to remember that it's coming and that everything that we've talked about this morning is possible because of the cross. We talked about Jesus coming to bring peace. Peace into people's hearts and lives, peace between people, peace between people and God. And he did this by dying on the cross and being raised to life. We talked about Jesus coming to free people from the things that tie us up. He came as the one who rescues us from all the things that oppress us. He came to rescue us from death, and he did this by dying on the cross and being raised to life. And I also want us to remember today that not only was Jesus on the way of the cross, but we are called to take up our cross and follow him. The people laid down their cloaks for him who was to lay down his life for them. What are we being called to lay down? These are perhaps some of the things that you might want to think about and talk about together as we journey on from Jerusalem through the week, through Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and on to Easter Sunday, at this time next week when we can gather together again and celebrate Jesus' resurrection. Amen.